the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey everyone, welcome on back to the program. We are so glad to have you on board with the Modern Money Show with Peter Bambara, president of PCB Financial. Peter, it's been a couple weeks since I've heard your voice. It's time to get back to work.
Absolutely. We're going to have a great show today. So much to catch up with, but all exciting things, which is all good.
So you know this, Peter. You talk to your clients about this all the time. This next few years is going to be very interesting in the United States. A retirement surge is here. And we've talked about this peak 65, where more people than ever before in one calendar year are going to be retiring. And like everything in economic trends, there are going to be certain areas of the economy that are hit harder than others. And I think I want to start today with how you talk to your clients about this. You know, for people my age, I think we worry there's not going to be any money left. But if you're listening right now and you're 60, 65, and you're getting ready to retire, what is your advice to those people listening right now?
See, this is the reason why we should be doing financial checkups, all right? Because look, time is flying. You see how fast this year has flown by. And think about it. How many years ago was it COVID, right?
Yeah.
I mean, time is going quick. Now, for those who are starting to see the change in the environment, the atmosphere, the markets, you know, lifestyle. Also think about the things that you want to do. When's the last time you actually sat down to review that plan that you have in place to make sure you are making these adjustments, make sure you're hitting these targets, making sure that you are reviewing this on an ongoing basis? Because when you're doing these reviews, you're doing them just to make sure you're on track. You're not doing them just to keep everything in the status quo, because the markets are changing much faster today than it has 5, 10 plus years ago. So it's very, very important. You are communicating with your plan and you're giving that plan communication to make sure how much you can contribute, where the tax savings, are you maximizing all areas, not just your 401, but also your Roth IRAs to make sure you're more tax efficient down the road. So these things are very, very important when you do review.
I want to remind everybody the phone number is 1-800-880-8079. 800-880-8079 as you have questions about some of the important topics that we cover each week on the Modern Money Show. You know, you brought up doing financial checkups at least once a year. You would probably say twice a year. And it's a great time now that the kids are back in school. Maybe you've got some extra time to open up that laptop on the weekend and sit down and kind of think about some of these things ahead of your appointment, we hope, with Peter. Get it done. And here are 10 very easy things that you can add, Peter, to your mid-year review. And we will just go through some of them. Evaluate your budget. This is something, as you know, Peter, I'm still trying to sell my house. We're in the middle of doing all of that at paying for two properties right now because we can't sell the darn thing. Evaluate your budget. Whether you're in the middle of an interesting financial time in your life or not, people really need to go through and see where the money is coming in, where the money is going out, and if you have money left over, where you can be saving.
Absolutely. Evaluating your budget is really important. Believe it or not, if you took a couple of minutes just to review your subscriptions, You might wow yourself for a couple of minutes. You want to go through what you spend every month when it comes to subscriptions alone, okay? Especially for those who have numerous different, let's say, streamers, right? If you're streaming through all kinds of different companies, there's a good possibility that you might not need local TV. If you never watch TV anymore and you're only just watching streaming. So if you're one of those folks that haven't reviewed your subscriptions on a monthly basis, that's one example why you should be reviewing what your expenses are at least every year, once a year.
I'm so glad you just brought this up. So listen to this. A few weeks ago, I'm right in the middle of doing this. If you have an Apple iPhone and you go into settings, there is it under settings, something that just says subscriptions. Okay. I clicked on that a couple of weeks ago. It had been 2 years, 3 years since I'd done that. I had an old subscription. I was getting dinged $14 a month for a swim subscription back for swim season. When my son was a swimmer in high school, he is now away at college. And so $14, that creeps into your, you know, bank account. You see a $14 charge through Microsoft or Apple. And it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. Well, $14 times 12 months times 2 years, I have not used that thing since he was in high school, since he was a swimmer his junior year. You're starting to talk some pretty serious change. I mean, that's like at least 1 month of your electric bill or something. So for all of you listening, it's not just the streaming stuff, although that's on my list as well. Go into your iPhone and see what subscriptions you have that automatically renew. You'll be amazed some of that old stuff in there that you're like, I didn't know I was still paying for that.
That's actually amazing. This is a very, very good chance to do this while you can now. If you have some spare time, just go through your expenses every month, your credit card, your automatic renewals, your bank statements, and check off the things that you know you must have versus the things that you just want. Because you can live without the wants, but the things that you need, you need everyday life.
I'll tell you this. We got rid of, I think I just got rid of ESPN Plus because we weren't using it. And that was $110 a year. I think we got rid of, I got rid of YouTube TV because in my new loft, we get Spectrum with the loft. We just get cable with the, like, your typical package that has the 500 channels on it. And so that YouTube TV was $80 a month, Peter. Wow. And it's funny, when you start shedding subscriptions, the first phone calls you're going to get are from your children. Did you get rid of ESPN Plus? And I go, do you have any idea what we were paying for that every month? And none of you ever used it. None of you ever asked me about it until you get rid of it. So one of the things on the list is plug any leaks. And I would place the subscriptions under the leaks when you are doing your mid-year review. That is definitely a leak if you've got subscriptions leaking out of your bank account. Here's another one, Peter. Check your emergency fund. How much do you tell your clients you should have in that fund?
Everybody's different in this scenario, but it's a minimum 6 months of monthly expenses. And you could go as far out as 12 months. And some people like 12 months. They want to get a little bit more conservative, which is fine. But minimum 6 months. And again, this is an account that is not designed to make an enormous amount of money. It's strictly there for easy access, liquidity, and that's it. So don't try to reinvent the wheel, and definitely do not be buying a long-term CD or something you need liquid within a day or two. But that's what it's designed for. It's only designed for emergencies. Keep it separate from your accounts that you use for expenses. It has to be a separate account. But yes, always have some kind of an emergency fund.
Boost your retirement contributions to the extent you can, Peter. What do you tell people about that?
When it comes to contributions, you want to look across your whole entire plan, not just your 401k, okay? So 401k is fine, or your 457, or whatever you have at work, which is fine. Try to max it out, especially when you get closer and closer to retirement. So 401k max is very good. Not just for you, but also for your spouse and your loved ones. Another thing to also keep in mind is inside of that 401k, do you also have a Roth IRA? Roth IRAs are healthy. Don't just think that the 401k is going to help you out. If you want to try to create some kind of plan in the future for tax-free income, a Roth IRA is very good with that. Even if you haven't started it yet, just do it because you're probably going to do some conversions in the future. And then some of you also are 50 and over. If you're 50 and over, you have what's called catch-up. So you can put a little bit more money across all of your retirement plans. And those are the things that we highly recommend, and making sure it's appropriate. Communicate with your accountant, communicate with your custodian, your 401k department, and so on and so forth, and make sure you are maximizing these things.
So I'm glad you brought up the Roth issue when it comes to payroll and the deductions coming out of your check every month, Peter, because a lot of companies just added this in the last 2 years. I want to say it was about 2 years ago, my company, I just looked at my options during the, you know, time of year where they say you can look at your options and change whatever you want to with respect to the money you're putting in. And I saw the Roth drop-down box. And I remember thinking, that's new. And I don't know if there was a law passed or someone decided we need to start helping people with an option where the taxes are taken out now instead of later. So we're not all slaughtered when all those taxes come out with our 401k distributions. But my company just added that Roth. And so the reason I bring that up is your company might have that as an option now. You wouldn't even know it. I mean, I get so many emails. That's one of the ones I think that was lost in the weeds.
Yeah, 100%. And it's kind of, it's fairly new. Past couple of years, they've really started to enhance it. And this is why I'm telling so many people, because so many folks, believe it or not, they don't even know that they have it.
Yeah.
So it's very important that you communicate with your department of work and ask them if you have that option. And if you do, 100%, make sure you start to put that part of your plan, even if it's a couple of extra dollars and it's brand new, because you will eventually be adding more to it.
Take stock of college savings or student loans. Ugh, that's a big one for so many people listening. I'll tell you this, Peter, with four children that have gone through college, two are still in college, our college savings accounts are shot. There is nothing left, and we are starting to self-pay, which is not easy. So I'm telling you, if you're listening and you are in your 20s or 30s, if you are even putting away $50, $100 a month, double what you can, triple where you can. It's not going to be enough if you have multiple children. And then this says not only take stock of college savings, but student loans. There are a lot of people listening, Peter, especially if you went to law school or medical school, that still are paying on school loans.
Yeah. So this is very serious. Try not to do this last minute. And even if you have a child only a couple of ways before college,
yeah,
it's never late. But these are things that are very serious, because you don't really truly understand the costs that are involved. And it's a lot more than just paying for college. You know, maybe they want to stay there. Now you're going to start dorming. Cost, food, you know, things like that. There's a lot more cost involved. So this is a very important area. Also, when it comes to student loans, this is also something, if you're able to help them out, or if they could find a job as soon as possible. I mean, some of these student loans are just enormous.
I've heard it's the next bubble that's going to burst, Peter. Like, there's just so many people that owe so much from even years ago. And I don't know if it's bumping up against Americans' credit card debt, but it's somewhere in the wheelhouse of what we owe as Americans in credit card debt.
Yeah, it's definitely very high, and it doesn't help the average individual, especially if someone's trying to save up for a home, they want to get married. So all of these things can come into the wrong time. But student loans are very serious, and these aren't things that you should be waiting so long to pay them off.
So if you are feeling overwhelmed and you're thinking, God, there are a lot of things on this list that I need to get taken care of, that's where Peter comes in. 1-800-880-8079. He will sit down with you and help you whittle down that list and dot so many I's and cross so many T's with all of the things we all need to be doing to put ourselves in the best position possible when it comes to your retirement. Go to pcbfinancial.com, pcbfinancial.com, and make that appointment now. And we are back with much more straight ahead.
You have enough things to worry about. Market volatility shouldn't be one of them. Make sure your retirement plan doesn't rely on the ups and downs of the market. Call Peter Bombara at 1-800-880-8079 to get started.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years. But is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bombara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bombara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Taxes don't have to be a puzzle. With the right strategy, you can put the pieces together seamlessly. Connect with Peter at 1-800-880-8079 to ensure your financial picture is complete.
Hey everyone, welcome on back to the Modern Money Show. We are glad to have you on board with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bombara. Always good to hear your voice, Peter. We got a lot to cover today. We've been talking about the different things people can do just to tidy up. Think of it like cleaning in the house. just to kind of tidy up and get everything in order when it comes to your finances. There's a checklist, and you can help people with this list of just very simple things we all need to be checking on every single year when it comes to our finances. And one of the things on here that I haven't done in ages is inspect your credit report. Tell me about that. How hard is it just to figure out how bad or how good your credit is? Most people don't think about it until it comes time to borrow money.
You know, believe it or not, there are companies that do this for free. I don't want to name banks, but there are banks and there are companies where you can actually have an account and they'll give you a free inspection on your report, if that makes sense. They'll keep on giving you these updates on your credit report and it won't affect your credit report. But these are things, if you can actually do this and not have anything interrupt it, it doesn't hurt. Because if you want to go for some kind of a loan and you forgot about something that's just very simple or something that's just hanging around and you need to get rid of it because you have to qualify for a new loan, you want to try to do that before you're actually going through the loan process.
Yes,
but
yes.
You can extract your credit report. I think it's fantastic.
How hard is it to move that needle? How hard do you have to work if you've dropped a couple of points because you missed a bill here or there to get it back up where it needs to be?
You know what? Here's a couple of things. If you actually pay off your credit card earlier before the due date, not on time, earlier before the due date, believe it or not, you'll see a difference of increase on your credit report over 1 to 3 month period.
Wow.
An increase. Yeah. And that's earlier. So don't just pay it on time. Pay it in full earlier, whether it's a week early or 2 weeks early, and you will see an increase over time in your report, which is fantastic.
You know, one of the things that's interesting about just checking out your credit report, you talk about something that can wreck your credit, Peter, old medical bills. I don't mean someone went in for heart surgery and it's, you know, several hundred thousand dollars. I mean, they'll turn you in for $28. And so sometimes there's something on there that's just floating out there that has shown up on your credit report that you can control, get those things paid off. I remember we had a bill go to collections a couple of months ago that I just didn't know about because I've moved. And it was $38, I think. So it was a wellness check for one of my daughters at a pediatric clinic. And I remember thinking, that's what's going to wreck my credit. You're sending this to collections. And so, yes, check your credit report. See what's on there. And then we're going to follow that up with tidy up your taxes, Peter. That's a big one for so many people.
So, again, this is why it's so important to look at your overall retirement accounts. And you want to understand what's taxable and what's not taxable. This is why we talk about these Roth IRAs. Many years ago, believe it or not, Dana, a lot of people were so against it. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, within the past couple of years, it's the biggest conversation, it's the biggest topic. Taxes, taxes, taxes. When it comes to your retirement accounts, you want to ask yourself, how much have you been focusing on the contributions to your Roth IRA? Or how much do you actually have in your Roth IRA? Remember, any money in your Roth IRA can become tax-free income down the road, all right, once you do this correctly. Any money in your Roth IRA does not go towards your required minimum distribution. You don't have to take out the money if you don't want to. You always leave it in there. It'll be great for your beneficiaries. It'll be tax-free. So you have to really look at your overall plan, your income plan, and you want to ask yourself what is taxable, what's not taxable, what's going to affect when you do take out Social Security, because that does affect how much goes in your pocket versus Uncle Sam. And of course, staying within with certain guidelines to make sure your Medicare premiums don't increase over time. So this has everything to do with your income, what's taxable, what's not taxable, what's efficient. And of course, what's going to be passed down to your beneficiary.
So let's move on to updating your estate plan. This is such an important one. And I've got a story that I'm going to share with you here in a little bit that was in our stack in my show back here in Kansas City this week. Update your estate plan. That doesn't have to be as complicated as it sounds, Peter, but it is critically important, especially, you know, none of us are getting any younger, especially as you are getting older. I got a call from my parents about a week ago, and they changed banks down in Biloxi. They have moved and they're retired down on the Gulf Coast. And they said, hey, we need a couple of updated things from you because we are updating our beneficiaries on some of our accounts. And I said, oh my gosh, thank you for doing that. Because if they had not done that, Peter, you know this, some of this stuff ends up in front of a judge somewhere.
Yeah, it's when it comes to beneficiary or estate planning, you want to make sure your beneficiaries are always up to date. Even if you have, you know, more children or you have grandchildren now, all of these things want to be updated. Another thing that's really important is in the event you move out of state, you want to make sure the laws within the state are communicating within your plan. That's also a very big picture. Yeah. So moving out of state is one thing you want to look at. Updating and reviewing your plan on average, 5 years is good. Beneficiaries, updating your beneficiary plan is very, in communication with your trust or your estate plan is very, very important. Making sure the laws are communicating within your plan. Marriage, divorce, these are all important things. Making sure you are updating your estate plan, crossing those T's and dotting no I's, and making sure it's communicating with your overall goals.
Well, look, you're on the East Coast. I'm sure you heard about this story, but we had a lengthy conversation about this on our program back home, where a sibling, there were four siblings in this family in Long Island, and one of the adult siblings was failure to launch, Peter, basically. He was 59 years old and still living at home with mom. And mom was in her, I believe, late 80s when she passed away, okay? So the other three siblings who have jobs and lives and children and all of the things in other parts of the country came together to sell that house. And you see this, Peter, when with the passing of the last parent, the siblings get together and you have to figure out, all right, if mom didn't write all this stuff down, what are we going to do with the house? And the siblings all gathered with a real estate agent to sell that property, and they were going to divide it up four different ways. And something horrible happened, Peter. The failure to launch adult male sibling, I think he was 59 years old. This launched a standoff. I mean, he brought guns out and was furious at the thought that he was going to be shut out of the only home he had ever known. And wow. And his siblings were saying, look, we can't just keep this house. This is an asset. We will divide it four ways. And it was a very tragic, awful, horrifying ending, but a story that we see again and again and again when there is a failure to plan out your estate and what you want done with your property, any of your assets, really. You know, do it on the front end, and so there's not chaos on the back end.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that you can do to put in control. You know, even when I communicate with my own clients, we go over very similar things every single year because a good majority of them just haven't gotten around to finalize certain things, you know, in their personal life. So we always remind people, okay, it's all right. I'm not going to beat you up for not doing it, but try to put this on your list. And this is why we talk about this every single year. So we want to make sure it was done. So if it's not done now, try to look into it in the next week or so. And the next time we talk, we're going to go over this same exact question to make sure you are following up and on the things that we want to make sure we're finalizing. So if you have control now and you're doing it and you're healthy and you're focused and you have your head on your shoulders, try to get this out of the way, because all you're going to do right now, if you do it, you're going to make your lifestyle for your beneficiary so much easier. All right. Trying to put stress on them if you don't have to.
1-800-880-8079. And if you are feeling overwhelmed, you don't have to be. Peter, you tell people gather up some pretty simple statements and some information. Come on in, dump it on your desk, and you guys will help people figure all of this stuff out. And the best time to start was yesterday, right?
Yes, definitely. The best time to start was yesterday. The second time, best time to start is today. So try your best to get on top of this. Cross those T's and dot those I's. Go through your financial checkup. Evaluate your budget. Plug those leaks. Look at those emergency funds. Boost those contributions. Look over any kind of student loans that you have in place. Try to manage your debt. Inspect your credit report, making sure it's nice and spanky and new. Focus on taxes. As you and I both know, taxes are most likely increasing over time. And finally, making sure you are updating that estate plan. And if you don't need anything too complicated, keep it simple, but at least you reviewed it. And at least you have some of the basics in there within that overall estate plan. just to make your lives easier and also your beneficiaries' lives much.
It's so important to be talking about this stuff now because we know in the next coming years, Peter, a record amount of Americans are set to retire. This peak 65 is knocking at the door here in the next couple of years, where more Americans than ever every single year will be retiring as the baby boomers start retiring and aging out. We don't know that everybody's going to retire at age 65, but a whole lot of them are going to. And I know people have questions for retirees, like if all of these people are retiring, doesn't this strain retirement services? Doesn't this strain what I'm going to need to continue to live my life at the level that I've been living it in the coming years? And yeah, you will help people figure all that out, Peter.
And this is why it's so important to do these reviews, all right?
Yeah.
You need to understand that inflation is always going to be here. And when it comes with your income plan and you draw down of your income plan, how do you take the money out of your plan to make sure it's coming in and giving you a paycheck every single month like clockwork? In the event something happens to you, how do you bring income in for the one that you love, your spouses, or even your beneficiaries, your children? If you're helping out your children financially, I mean, how do these paychecks continue to come in and go up against inflation and give you this paycheck for the next 15, 20, 25 years? You want to make sure these monies last. You want to protect it. You want to preserve it. You want to grow it. There's a lot of moving parts to this. There's a lot of communication. So you want to make sure you are reviewing these plans on an ongoing basis and making sure you're trying to stretch out these funds for the rest of your life, not just for income purposes, but also more for tax efficient strategy purposes as well.
Get it done. 1-800-880-8079 or check out the website pcbfinancial.com. pcbfinancial.com. I'll remind you when you call 800-880-8079, you can also leave us a question. We dig into that mailbag sometimes and pose Peter the excellent questions you all have. And we will do that again later today. It's one of my favorite things, Peter, putting you on the spot because people have questions and you'll answer them in real time. 1-800-880-8079 or pcbfinancial.com. We're back with much more straight ahead.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is. So why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Peter a call at 1-800-880-8079 to see where you stand in retirement.
It's nice when you can get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go to one place for information about tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial Advisory Group was started. Peter Bambara wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement. PCB Financial Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bambara and his team to talk about your retirement plan, all of it, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, one stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Just as the seasons come and go, so too do the markets ebb and flow. If market volatility is making you nervous, give Peter a call and make sure you're not taking on more risk than you're comfortable with. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Hello, everyone. Welcome on back to the program. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. Hey, we want to remind everybody, you got copies of that new book over there, Peter. I know you're sitting on them. We want people to have them. All you have to do is text book to 800-880-8079. Text book to 800-880-8079. You've added all kinds of new stuff to that book, Modern Money Retirement in Any Economy, Peter. Now's the time to get your hands on that book.
Absolutely. Give us a call. We got a bunch of copies of mail out. We just had a nice fresh package coming to mail. So we'll definitely make sure you guys mail out the Modern Money. Give us a shout, 800-880-8079.
Or pcbfinancial.com, the website, as always, if you want to follow along with so many of the topics that we cover here each week on the program. I love this next segment, Peter. They studied and asked questions of, quote, real retirees in America, not those fake AI kind, right? Real retirees in America. And they asked, what are some words of wisdom, things that you wish you had known, things you didn't know that you'd like to pass along to those coming up after you? And it was interesting. Across the board, they put all of this into one nice vault, and we are going to share the advice with you on the program today. Some of them were surprising to me, some of them not so much. Some of them made me laugh. Let's start with number one. And I know you hear this from some of your clients from time to time, Peter. One of the real retirees, this is the advice. You might miss the challenge and comfort of having a place to go every day. I think it's a psychological switch, is it not, Peter, from working every day, maybe going into an office every day, saving your entire life, and then having to switch over to retirement where you're spending. And when you wake up, like you said, this every day is a Saturday.
100%. And it's almost a shock for some.
Yeah.
So if you do not have a plan in place, you're going to fall into some kind of stage. And we're hoping it's not a depression stage, right? Because you're used to doing this 20, 30, 40 plus years. And then you wake up and you don't have to do anything. All right.
What do we do today?
So every day is a Saturday.
So yes, having a plan in place for retirement means more than just counting all of the money that you've accrued, right? It means more than just dotting the I's and crossing the T's with Peter. It means laying out a plan for you. And I loved this, Peter. One retiree reported that he retired at age 60 and they traveled. For a decade, they traveled. He and his wife. And he says by the time he hit 70, after 10 years of traveling with his bride, he was ready for a job of some sort. I miss the routine and I miss the camaraderie. And there's probably a little bit mixed in of like, you know, I've spent a lot of time with my spouse. I'm ready to go do something else and be around other people, which I thought was funny.
Absolutely. I mean, look, your first stage is your exciting stage in retirement, right?
Right.
And you're going to do all the things you always wanted to do. And hopefully you planned for it. So we like to call this a bucket list. So make sure if you haven't done so already, create your bucket list. So you have something to look forward to. You have things to check off, you know, especially those things when your loved one says, hey, honey, did you fix that so-and-so in the backyard yet? I'll get to it on Tuesday, you know. So now there's no excuse. But remember, you have to make sure you're planned for this, all right? It's not just a financial strategy. It's also a health strategy. And this is something that's really, really important.
Well, especially when it comes to perhaps going back to work, you could volunteer in some capacity to get yourself out of the house, go do something that makes you feel good, you know, help other people. But if you go back to work, are there also some pitfalls there, Peter, with respect to income?
Oh, yeah, sure. 100%. And this is where you have to be careful. Right. Now, when you say go back to work, I'm hearing a lot of folks saying, yeah, I might do something part time to keep myself busy.
Right.
Right.
Bring in a little bit of money. That's fine.
Of course, a couple of extra bucks here and there. But yes, you have to be very, very careful in regards to your bracket when you're receiving Social Security, how much money you're earning, because you can actually have that benefit tax up to 85%. There's so many things to look at. So you have to be very, very careful in regards to how much income you should be taking in on top of what you already have or what you need. So that is a very, very good question.
This is my favorite bullet point next. I think it is so important. One retiree says, think twice before moving. If you think you want to live somewhere else, rent first. How many people think, I want to move to Florida. I want to move to Florida. I want to move to Florida. And then they get down there, and for some, it works out great. And for some, I think maybe it's not everything they thought it would be. You have to find your people, Peter. If you're leaving the place that you've been your entire life and you've got a community there and friends there, and maybe you play golf or pickleball and you love the camaraderie with your people in your place, moving to a new place might be sunnier. But your people aren't there. And I think some people move and they don't find their people. We've got insurance issues in Florida right now with all the insurance companies pulling out. It's hard to get homeowners insurance down there. There could be different tax implications in different states. They are saying rent first. And I think that is a great, great piece of advice. Even if you do it for 3 months, 6 months, get the lay of the land.
Oh, yeah. No, it's actually very, very, very smart. You should be doing some traveling. Right. And you should be choosing areas where it's 5, 6, 7 different areas to travel to. And you should be staying there for not just 1 week. You should be staying there for a couple of weeks. You know, choose a location you think you might want to move to and then make sure you park yourself there, whether it's an RV or a nice Airbnb kind of a stay.
Yeah.
But stay there for a couple of weeks and see if you like the area, you know, see how the cost is. Think about the expenses on certain items and certain things and a lifestyle and taxes and the income situation. But also on top of that, if you like the environment and you like to do the things, you like the weather and so on and so forth, there's so many things to look at. So never just do a cold turkey. Don't just figure out because you read it in a magazine, it's probably the best place to retire. Don't do that. Because I promise you in a couple of years, there's going to be another article in a magazine that says this is the best place
to retire. Yeah, go somewhere else, right? chronic illness becomes more common in our later years. One retiree advises travel while you can, even before you retire, because, quote, health does not last forever. And I would also fold into that, health is expensive. Health care is expensive. And I know you have those conversations with your clients as well, Peter.
Healthcare is very expensive, very, very expensive. Now, let's just remind our audience here, what we're reviewing right now is advice from real retirees.
Yeah.
All right. So this is not something we got out of an article or anything like that. This is actual advice from real retirees, feedback. So if you're going to listen to anything on this show, take this advice with you, put it in your pocket and treasure it, because this is real, real advice. So when it comes to healthcare costs, this is huge. This can very easily,
yep,
not just cost you, but also you and your spouse a heavy six figures each in regards to if there's really serious situations here. So planning for retirement is important, manage your retirement is important, but understand how to preserve it and protect it for situations like this is even more important, especially those who are not married and you are single and you plan on staying single. Now your money just became even more important to you.
One retiree says, be prepared to be flexible even with long-held dreams. This is especially important advice for couples when one maybe has a change of heart about travel plans, about retirement timeline, about the ability to walk away from their career. This is especially important, Peter, for couples because we know this, like the timelines don't always match up. Maybe one of you wants to retire at 65, one of you wants to keep working till 70. There's a push and a pull there. You know, if I want to retire early and hit the road and go see the world, and my spouse says, you know what, I still really love what I do, I'm not ready to retire yet. I know you have had clients in this situation, and I'd love to hear a story about that.
Because you've
got to figure out how to be on the same page, and if you're not the same age, that's not always easy to do.
Yeah, you have to be on the same page. You definitely want to be able to communicate with each other so you make each other happy, right? You have to be on the same team, right? There's no I in team. So when it comes to this, there's actually a great solution, because today's day and age, there are so many people working remotely.
Yeah.
So if you have that flexibility, and let's say you can stay home, or you have to go and work once a week, twice a week, hey, that's still
phenomenal.
And
your spouse wants to move to Scottsdale. You know,
sure.
Let me give you a personal anecdote here, Peter. I am going to Scottsdale in October. I need to tell my husband that, by the way, with a girlfriend for a week, and I'm taking all of my equipment with me. I am going to broadcast remote, not only my show that I do here in Kansas City, but my time with you. I'm going to do all of it remote. And we're still going to go hiking and do all the things. And we're going to go see a concert while we're there. But you're absolutely right. Maybe you come to some agreement with your spouse that, okay, look, I don't want to retire quite yet, but I can move to 3 days a week or 2 days a week or work remotely so that you can work those things out between the two of you.
Absolutely. 100%. That's key, without a doubt.
You know, head off that divorce at age 65 kind of thing. So that everyone is on the same page. And then I had to laugh a little later. You know, I think they were running out of retirement tips, and let me tell you why. A little bit later, as you get down the list, you know, travel more is on there. Push your boundaries is on there. I mean, maybe you're a bungee jumper. I don't know. The very last bullet point is get a new pet. And I laughed out loud when I don't know how many people listening think, man, I'm going to retire and I want to be tied down by something new that I am training not to urinate on my carpet. But you know, for some people, maybe the pet is for you. I don't know, for a lot of our listeners at age 65, I remember my parents saying, we don't want any more responsibilities. We want to be able to get up and go. Maybe you get a turtle or something, Peter. I don't know.
Oh, I had to tell you this. So I was actually talking to someone about a week ago, and we happened to be talking about, you know, one of the things that they don't want to do, you know, when they're in retirement. And they actually said, we do not want a pet.
Yeah.
And we were joking about it. And they said, Peter, what I will do is I'm going to buy a pet, or let's say a dog, for my grandchildren. And if we want to visit the pet, we'll go to our grandchildren.
Dump the puppy on the grandkids. That's that is a great, great piece of advice there. And then finally, it says, keep your retirement expectations realistic and embrace opportunities for new experiences. This is the time we should be experiencing new things. And that doesn't necessarily mean going out and buying a yacht, but keeping your mind open to new experiences, because you have the time, Peter. You have the time to try new things.
Absolutely, 100%. And these are the things that's why you're going to create that bucket list, right?
That's right.
Doing the things that you always wanted to do. And even, let me tell you something, we have also clients that they're working part-time in industries that they had amazing interest in, but the reason why they never did it was because it didn't pay a lot of money. So now that they're retired, they don't care about the money. They just care about working in an industry that they always loved.
That's great.
And they're really doing it for their health, for their mind, for their flexibility, and network and meet new people. That's all they're doing it for.
1-800-880-8079. Let Peter help you with your bucket list. You can also go to themodernmoneyshow.com or pcbfinancial.com. pcbfinancial.com, 800-880-8079. And I'll remind you, text book to that number. We'll ship you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book. We're back with much more straight ahead.
Do you need help ensuring any remaining assets that you've worked so hard to create are distributed to your beneficiaries in the most tax-efficient manner? Why not have a chat with Peter? Call 800-880-8079. That's 800-880-8079 to talk to Peter. Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk. If you only think about taxes once a year, you're doing it wrong. To get the most out of your retirement nest egg, you shouldn't just file your taxes, you need to plan for them. Give Peter a call to see what tax opportunities you could take advantage of. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the program. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. I want to remind everyone the phone number. If you have questions, we have answers at 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079. And from time to time, Peter, we dig into the mailbag and you answer our listeners' questions about retirement. And this is so important. Because people come in and make that initial call for help and sit down with you. And these are some of the actual questions that you are asked that you help your clients navigate as they march toward retirement.
Absolutely. Let's do it. I'm prepared and ready to go.
Question number one. All right, here we go, Peter. My wife has never worked since her health has always given her issues. Can she claim benefits based on my record? And how does that affect my own benefits? And I assume they're talking about Social Security there, Peter. That can get very complicated.
That could get super complicated. Well, a couple of things I will eventually would need to know is, first off, your age, if you have collected anything yourself. She could possibly apply for disability, but we want to know what those numbers could look like. But can she get some of your benefits? So up until this past year, if you were right around full retirement age and you were collecting, and your spouse wanted to not take their Social Security, they could have taken half of your Social Security and defer theirs to a higher number if their number was making sense. So there are some strategies still in place, but I won't be able to give you a full answer as to what your situation is. I need to know a little bit more about what's going on, but can they collect some benefits? They could. I need to understand disability. I need to understand what their income was for X amount of years. We could do some of these projections, but there's also a possibility. But unfortunately, Social Security just keeps on changing these rules way, way, way too quick.
It can be so complicated. Folks, if you have questions about Social Security, do not try to navigate that on your own. 1-800-880-8079. Listen to this about a pension. And this is interesting because a whole lot of people that are getting ready to retire hopefully still have a pension. I know that many younger people these days do not, but it's a great question. It says, Peter, I was just reviewing my pension plan, and the option I chose when I was a new employee might not provide much for my wife if something were to happen and I die before her. Is there anything I can do to make this right, or is there anything I can set up so she would still have income if I die first? How do pensions work generally, Peter, when it comes to that stuff? Because there are a lot of companies now offering a buyout where you can take your pension in a bulk sum.
Yeah. So, yes, that is true. So a lot of companies are offering buyouts. At the end of the day, it's actually becoming very expensive.
Yeah.
Companies that even hold pensions. So majority of them don't even want to be bothered with it anymore. So they're offering you to walk away with it as a big lump sum. And you get to figure out what kind of income plan you could choose on your own, which is possible. It's probably even better for some people, not everybody. But if you are choosing a pension, they're usually going to give you a couple of options. Let's say it's option A, B, and C. Option A could be a 100% payout where your beneficiary, your spouse, gets zero.
Yeah.
But if you die, that death benefit will go right to the insurance company if there was any money left over. So that's a traditional way if you maximize one payout. Now, if your spouse dies, that's a different scenario. If you choose option, let's say B, and let's say, I don't know, it's a 75% payout, well, now you'll have 75% going toward your spouse in the event you do pass away. You're going to have a little bit decrease of income now while you're alive, but that can change. Now, if your spouse passes away, believe it or not, your income will actually go higher in the event you're receiving your pension if your spouse passes away. Now, if you do a 50-50% split, so 50% of your pension would go to your beneficiary, you will get a decrease currently while you're receiving it. But again, if your spouse winds up passing away, you could be earning a little bit more in the event that does happen. So again, there is a number of different scenarios. Some of them has to make sense versus others, obviously. But when it comes to a payout, you want to make sure you're maximizing the income cash flow. But if your spouse, if you pass away and you chose 100% payout, you're going to have to figure out an income plan to come in for the one that you love. Your spouse to make up that difference.
This goes back to the checkup, Peter. And I love this question because what he said was like it was almost sounded like the pension plan he chose, pardon me, before he even met his wife. And now he's rethinking that. Wait a minute, that was a good choice at the time. Maybe it's not the best choice now, which goes right back to our checkup discussion and why it's so important to do a checkup on these types of issues to make sure that what might have made sense 20 years ago still makes sense today. And if it doesn't, we can make changes, right?
Yeah, you could definitely make changes for sure. As long as you did not touch it. If you didn't take it, you didn't touch it, you can make changes. But you can also do reviews on this every year.
Yep.
You know, you can request an update as to what is that projection and what's it look like. And it could go higher if you're still working. But as long as you have some kind of idea of what to project while you're doing your income plan, and if you need to make more tweaks to your overall savings, you can put more money towards your savings, your 401k, your Roth IRA, your other investments. But you want to do reviews on this every single year. Doesn't matter if you still work.
I love this next question. Peter, I found a box of statements when I was cleaning out our closet. We all have that closet with a box in the back of it, right?
found a box of statements when I was cleaning out her closet and realized I have no idea how much money is in our accounts, she writes. I just manage the checking account because I pay the bills. But I really don't know much about the other stuff that my husband manages. What should I do? And Peter, this is very common among married couples where you handle this and I handle that. And then God forbid if something happens to one of us, you don't know a single password or where any of this stuff is.
We call this an inventory checkup.
Yep.
Okay. So your inventory is simply a breakdown of all of your assets. And you should be actually reviewing this with your beneficiaries, your spouse, your loved ones, because the one thing you do not want is a major accident happening. And the one that you need to make sure is financially responsible going forward and taking care of it, that they have never done this before.
Yeah.
You want to make sure they understand where everything is, how to access it. Do they have control to access it? Are they on the accounts correctly? Do they have financial power attorney in place? Are the beneficiaries updated? These are things that are very, very important to review. And if you review it once a year, it's great, but at least you reviewed it and you understand where everything is, because there are some folks in a relationship that either one, they don't want anything to do with it, which is fine, or two, they don't have a clue as to what's going on, and they trust their spouse for going through it. But as you have to understand where everything is, and you have to understand how to access it.
It's so important, but it's also, how many times have you heard this, Peter, where somebody comes in, and I'm one of them, where I would rather my partner handle the finances. I did it for many, many years. I wasn't necessarily that great at it. I would rather someone else take the reins, but it doesn't mean you have to be in the dark, and you shouldn't be in the dark.
Correct.
And if this sounds like you, whether you're the one who handles it or the one who would prefer not to handle it, get an NC, Peter. At least then everyone's on the same page. 1-800-880-8079. Or pcbfinancial.com. And this last question is so critically important, Peter, and I'm so glad someone called this in. It says, Peter, we've been discussing our retirement plans, and I am wondering, when is the optimal time to start planning for long-term care? Is that something we should think about now? Should we have been thinking about it earlier? What is your answer when it comes to long-term care, Peter?
Okay, so a lot of people get this confused because they must have seen maybe their grandparents go through situations when it comes to long-term care, and they had some of these really, really, really old policies and old policies. For example, you have this long-term care policy. You never use it, and all the money goes to the insurance company, and over time, the premiums start to increase and destroy the policy, and you start to ask yourself, should you keep the policy? Should you keep on renewing the policy? So the new versions of modern long-term care are, if you never use the long-term care, you will actually have the money in there and in your account grow with a very small fixed rate, and it'll become a death benefit for your beneficiaries.
Right.
So at least you're not throwing the money away. But to understand long-term care, depending upon what state you are in. In New Jersey, it's very, very expensive. Believe it or not, you have 6 different ways to use long-term care. And then you have semi-private or private room in these long-term facilities.
Right.
And it could be very expensive. It could be $2,000 a month, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month. It all depends upon your situation. The average person in long-term care is going to be in there for about 2 years or 3 years on average. Now, one thing to keep in mind is sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it does not make sense for long-term care insurance. It all depends upon your assets. If you have enough assets, you could be self-insured. If you don't have enough assets and you're nervous about outliving your assets, that's a different conversation. And that's when we have to talk one-on-one to make sure we understand the pros and cons involved.
But I want to be clear. It's very important that you brought this up, that it doesn't have to be just throwing money out a window, which can seem like that's what we do with auto insurance and home insurance, which is important. You have to have it, but most of us never use it. I mean, how many of us, God forbid, have a fire or a tornado hit the house or something like that, or flood, but you're still paying that premium every month. With long-term care insurance, some of those products now allow you to recoup some of that money back in a benefit, but that is some of those products, not all of them.
Absolutely, 100%. So, I mean, these are things, and I'm really happy that folks are looking into it and asking the questions. Don't wait until last minute, because right. if you really do need long-term care, it's really based upon your age, the older you are, the more expensive it gets. But you can create a plan around it to create an asset class, okay, and complement yep. your other investments. And in the event you do need some of these funds in this account, you can access it up to a certain point. So there is some flexibility involved, but this is why we have to understand your truly personal situation to really guide you in the best direction.
You know, the one question I'm going to throw out at the end is the one everyone has, Peter, and it's, when should I retire? And that question is going to be different for everyone. It is what you do and why people should be reaching out. 1-800-880-8079 or pcbfinancial.com. That question and that answer, it's going to be a different conversation for every single person listening, but you can help them figure that out.
Yeah, so that's actually a great question. Believe it or not, a lot of people ask that. And of course, a lot of people want to retire, and I get it. But it comes down to your overall plan. It comes down to your lifestyle, the things you want to do. It comes down to your bucket list. Believe it or not, the first decade in retirement is, believe it or not, is the most expensive decade. You feel young, you feel energized. You want to check off those bucket list items. You want to travel. You want to do the things that you always wanted to do. You feel free. You don't have to wake up every morning to go straight to work. Every day is a Saturday. So it's a very different approach, a very different lifestyle. So these are the things where we have to review. We have to create a game plan around it. Just don't think you could wake up one day and retire and just start taking money out of your investments. It doesn't work like that. If you truly want to make sure your money is working hard for you because you worked hard for it, we want to make sure we are crossing these T's and dotting the I's and creating the overall spend down income strategy so it's lasting for the rest of your life.
1-800-880-8079. Please give Peter a call. PCBfinancial.com. Peter, always good to hear your voice. And thank you. Thank you for helping us break down these important topics each and every week here on the Modern Money Show.
Until next time.
Make it a great week, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for information. Informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.
It's nice when you can get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go to one place for information about tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial Advisory Group was started. Peter Bambara wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement. PCB Financial Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bambara and his team to talk about your retirement plan, all of it, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, one stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.